the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
As we will. That's a big one. There's a lot coming up here. I don't know. I don't know if people have noticed, but it's been a fairly sizably important week here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have.
Number five.
The president at a joint news conference today with German Chancellor Angela Merkel seemed to take some credit for the warming relations between North and South Korea, and saying that he feels like he's the one who can close the deal.
President Moon of South Korea was very generous in saying that we helped make the Olympics a great success because of the fact that, as you know, there was a tremendous animosity, there was a tremendous problem going on, and all of a sudden people started buying tickets because whole different feeling when North said we'd love to go to the Olympics.
Okay. All right. Okay. And he also says that NATO member nations have stepped up their contributions since he became president.
To prevent this outcome, it is essential that our coalition and regional partners step up their financial and military contributions to the anti-ISIS efforts. Some of these countries are immensely wealthy, and they're going to start paying for it.
What's interesting here, you know, he's always misstated the NATO thing, like that money's coming into NATO, or that you know, they're paying us, NATO's paying us, or those countries are paying us for their protection. That is not true, but they just pay themselves. They pay the agreement in NATO is that you have to spend a certain percentage of the gross domestic product of your economy on your own self-defense.
Right.
And so many countries were not doing that, and he has gotten a bunch of countries to do it. Now, this is, I will say, you can look at this one of two ways. A great success for the president. And by the way, I give him a lot of credit for North Korea. I do give him credit for this. He might be getting played here a little bit by North Korea. We'll see. But I think he's a player, so I think he'll know if he's getting played. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But you know, at least the conversation has started, and I got to give him credit where credit is due. However, on the NATO thing, you know, there was a reason that we didn't want certain countries to build up their militaries. And Angela Merkel gave him a little bit of a shot today. It was very subtle. You had to really be paying attention to get what she was saying. But what she was saying was, listen, you know, everybody's asking, when's Germany going to grow up and, you know, going to do this? Yes. I mean, a lot of people didn't want us to develop our weapons, you know, especially after all the stuff that happened with our state socialism period, which means Nazis, right? Adolf Hitler. But no, maybe it is time for us to grow our military. So there was a reason that America wanted to be the strongest military in the world, and it was expensive for us, but it felt, I think, to the leaders of those of that time, whether if you want to, you know, take it through Truman to Eisenhower to Kennedy to Johnson, you know, to you know, all the way through, that they thought it's ultimately cheaper to spend money to make us safer, to make other people safer by we protecting them. And the president's turning that on its ear. And he's got a lot of support for it. And these are people who are too young to remember what happened in the middle of the 20th century when the whole world blew up and we had to save it. So we'll see how this ends.
You saw Chancellor Merkel, though, seemed to be conciliatory because she said we can do better. We're going to increase our NATO spending, our defense spending, and she had that kind of messaging that sort of I don't know, maybe took by surprise. Was it a diplomatic sort of thing?
Oh, she's just
to say
kissing
what
his,
she wanted needs to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, she wanted to compliment him because the easiest way to get to him is to agree with him about how great he is.
Exactly.
And what all he wants to do.
Right. Because the one thing, even his most fierce supporters, I have to admit, the guy does like to talk about himself.
Okay.
And he does like to be appreciated for the greatness that he is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right. That's at least how he sees it. And don't ask Dr. Candy Shakes or whatever his name is.
The White House doctor?
The White House doctor. You know what? When they were talking about that with the White House doctor, is that in here? Can I just talk about this for a second? We're talking about the guy that it was such a stupid move for him to decide he should be the VA chief because he was the doctor that he got to see every day. That didn't seem to make a ton of sense. He was in the military and he's a doctor. He should run the VA.
Wow.
This it because he didn't know enough about this guy. Nobody had vetted him, right? I mean, that's what they have to do. That's what you have staff to do all that, so you don't have a misstep like this. I'm sure he's a great guy, and he's my kind of doctor. You call him, you need a Z-Pack, you call him, he gives you one.
Candyman's here.
And he doesn't start to give you a big speech about how, well, you know, this is bad for the environment.
You don't get the slippery slope on anything when you ask for the painkiller.
Right.
Got a flight, I need an Ambien.
Yeah. He just says, listen, we got some specials today on the menu. We've got an Elvis, we got a Prince, we got the Michael Jackson. What would you like?
Right, I mean, whatever you need. And that's in those kinds of offices. And this whole idea, by the way, that while he was prescribing this absolute trumped up indignation, pardon the expression, that's a little tea, trumped up indignation about him providing amphetamines and sleeping pills to people, that has been going on in White Houses since the invention of the sleeping pill and the invention of an amphetamine.
I think JFK actually had a Walgreens sign in the West Wing there where you just go up. Are you picking up or dropping off?
They used to have the vitamin shots. They had a doctor would come and give them call it a vitamin B shot. And I just there's a tape of Jackie from the Johnson tapes of Jackie talking about, I just have so much energy. It's like, yeah, okay.
Do they have Red Bull back then?
They had it injectable into your keister.
Johnson actually had a Red Bull on his ranch in Texas. Yeah.
All right.
Number four.
Kathy Griffin is going to be attending the White House Correspondents' Dinner tomorrow night.
Oh.
Remember her?
Chicagoan.
Yeah. Yeah, but she held up the bloody head of the president and lost her career as a result of it.
It was a rough one.
And now she's time to come back. Griffin has now walked back her original apology. Remember that? She like, I'm sorry, I did the wrong thing. Now she's walked it back. Now she's starting to feel herself. You know, like, does that mean in 3 years Harvey Weinstein's going to go, they all had it coming?
They wanted me.
Yeah. Remember, it got pretty serious. The Secret Service was investigating her. She had a very tearful apology. Death threats. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was a pretty dumb thing. But here's Kathy Griffin talking about it. And she's the Michelle Wolf, the comedian, is going to be hosting tomorrow night.
I didn't really mean to become a political comedian. I'm not fully a political comedian, but it's now part of everybody's lexicon. So I think the debate over, like, you know, what's appropriate, what isn't appropriate, that's a debate that should be focused more on Trump. He likes to act like he doesn't care what people say about him and comedians and celebrities, but he obviously does.
Okay. All right.
Will she be performing? Or is she gonna...
I don't know if she's attending or she's going to do something on the stage. I would not put her on stage.
I don't think they're having the star power they used to have at the Correspondents' Dinner. For a while there, it was like whose table can top whose table, right?
Well, and when the president doesn't show up at this, which it appears he's never going to.
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm.
And and it's disappointing because that's one of the things about I think President Trump specifically is that he is incapable of making fun of himself publicly.
Right.
Maybe privately he is.
And taking a joke.
Right.
He did that roast of him. He didn't understand what that meant either when Comedy Central did a roast of him years back.
And was it the Correspondents' Dinner or was it the White House Press Association dinner? But there is where he was made fun of and he got really, really, really mad at it.
The president made fun of him, the former Barack Obama.
And they say that's why he ran for president, because that happened in 2013 or 2014 or something. All right. Mm. Anyway, the point is this.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not what it used to be.
No.
I think President Bernie Sanders in 2021 will be appearing at this thing.
Oh, golly.
if he lives that long. he's about 90, isn't he, right now?
Oh, he's getting close.
That's
he's
right.
He's up there.
I'm going to continue to run for president, even though I look like the Crypt Keeper with better hair. All right, here we go. Here is Judy telling us what's coming up at the bottom of the hour in the news.
A judge delays the Stormy Daniels lawsuit against President Trump and his attorney. We'll explain why at 5:30.
Oh.
And then there's this. Learn how real Chicagoans live, the day-to-day struggles, successes with health, fitness, and food. Watch Living Healthy, Chicago Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on WGN-TV.
All right. Here we go. Top 5 continues. We're up to...
Number 3.
Chicago Bears introduced Roquan Smith.
Roquan.
As their first selection in the first round of the 2018 NFL draft. So, as I begged for on social media last night.
You very much did.
We needed to have Roquan on Roquan. So he called us.
But I was coming to such a great organization, first-class organization. awesome fans, you know, first class fans, and just great young team. And it's pretty amazing. I can't really put into words how awesome it is.
There you go.
It's awesome. He's here. He's going to be big.
I think he's calling him Rokon. It can work. Remember, Joe Theismann was the name of the Notre Dame quarterback, right?
Right.
You guys talking about that? Yep. Joe Theismann now.
Yep.
And there's a lot of those out there.
Yes.
So he wants to be more Chicago. He's got to go Rokon.
Right. He's Rokon.
Rokon. No, you got to say Rokon. It sounds like French or something.
Right. Yeah, right. Exactly. You got to say it like the arresting officer says with me.
Oh, gosh.
All right, Rokon, give me your license. You need it like that. That's how we do here.
He'll learn.
Yeah.
He'll have to learn.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
We have to get him to call in again and again.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I think a weekly feature, Rokon and Rokon.
I think it should happen.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he thinks it should happen yet.
Well, I brought it up to him, and he didn't seem to be... He didn't... You know what? He wasn't jiving with it the same way I was.
He was trying to get off the phone at that moment, I think, as I recall. But, you know, it's not a no. It wasn't a no.
Thanks. Right. Yeah. I've had a lot of those in my life. Yeah. Well, she didn't say no. She just said she'll call you.
Yeah.
Or you know, call her, but I don't have her number. But if then it would be meant to be if you could figure it out.
Oh, God.
You got to get him like a custom-made fan section, you know, like Rokon's Rowdies or something.
Yeah.
Then they'll just start going with it.
Yes. Although the Bears, I don't know that they're going to cooperate with me on this. I just don't get that.
Oh, they're not at all. No. You'd be outside Soldier Field. You wouldn't be in the...
Yeah.
Many people on Twitter last night, being like, they keep calling the Bears first-round pick Rokon, the talk show. Some multiple tweets pop up.
I know.
Of that.
Wow.
Yeah. This is hilarious.
Yeah, that's true.
It's great.
Yeah, that's about a third of the audience, or the third of the population of Chicago, thinks my name is Rokon. Anyway, just all.
Oh yeah,
word.
Definitely.
The first question
I get
that
all the time.
Is that really his name?
Well, no, I always get, what's his last name?
Does he have one?
All right,
it's Show. Last name is Show.
Checking in at
number two.
Getting put in the friend zone via text or in person can be humiliating and make you feel like a worthless pile of unlovable garbage. Getting put in the friend zone on national TV takes the concept to a whole new level. Unfortunately, that's what happened to this poor guy named Steve when he and his very much platonic friend Jesse went on Let's Make a Deal yesterday.
Now, how long have you guys been together?
About 6 months.
That's it? It's new? Oh, it's newish.
We're friends. We're just friends, but he wants it.
Can we talk about this not in front of everyone?
I'm single.
It's complicated.
I'm single, guys. I'm single.
What?
Oh, no. We're really good friends.
Oh, God.
So we have this. So this is...
He did not look happy. He had that mustache.
Had a good run.
Like mustache did
not
move.
Don't you feel, though, that at some point during those 6 months, Jesse let him snuggle up while they binge watched Game of Thrones or something? Because he had some reason to. And they just think, we're just friends. You promised it wouldn't mean anything
what?
To you.
Wait a minute. That's not what I thought.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Because she'd just broken up with her boyfriend, you know, by way of Twitter. And so they were going to be together.
Yeah. You know,
yeah, I mean, 6 months. That's, you know, that's a lengthy period right there.
I'm saying.
Not his fault. He had a good run, though.
But yeah, she's throwing it out there. I'm single, guys, like to the world. Yeah. Not just like, you know, well, I'm in a transition. Anyone else?
Anyone but this guy.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's pretty awful.
How old is that floor director?
Number one.
Today would have been radio legend Casey Kasem's 86th birthday. He hosted American Top 40, which first aired in the summer of 1970. A weekly four-hour feast of homey sentiment, American optimism, and the best music on the radio. He ran headlong into the prevailing spirit of rebellion in the music culture of the day. But for all of the things that Casey Kasem did, for all of the, whether it
I know
is,
where you're going here.
Whether it was even, you know, playing Shaggy on Scooby-Doo, all the great things that Casey Kasem did, he will be most remembered for this.
We're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. I'm coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions, and then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but... But if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay. I want a concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a up-tempo record every time I do a damn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is a god last time I want somebody to use his brain to not come out of a record that is that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a dog dying.
Oh, Snuggles.
Oh, God. So great.
Don. Don's there's the always agent. Somebody. Orson Welles was looking for somebody. They're always looking for somebody during the rant. I listened to you and one person, but only under protest. And in the middle of it, he wants his headshots for the dry cleaners that have been asking him, we don't need to update the photo of you, Mr. Case. Where are my pictures?
So great.
It's what a shock that the staffer there would leak that ever, right? That anybody would record that and share it with the world.
All right. Well, you know what? I totally understand him.
Oh, yeah.
The top five at five.